This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
This episode of Hey Sailor is brought to you by Rhetoric Coffee. There's one thing I'm tired of. It's drinking my coffee while staring at a plain, boring bag. That very specific problem comes to an end with Rhetoric Coffee, a new subscription service that delivers fresh coffee to your door every 2 weeks. Not only do they give you unique, complex flavored coffee roasts, they also hand screen print original art from comic book artists on each bag. And Boardwalk Audio listeners, you can get 30% off your first roast by visiting rhetoriccoffee.com and using the promo code BOARDWALK. That's rhetoriccoffee.com, promo code BOARDWALK. Sayonara, plain coffee bags. Hello, Rhetoric Coffee.
Hey, sailor, traveling through the planets, talking about a cartoon, out of space they spend it.
Better since those robots turned off.
That specific EMP blast,
yeah,
was clutch.
I didn't even know I could do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know. I wasn't sure I was gonna be able to do it,
but you did it. And yeah, that's what I really like about it.
Yeah,
is that like it was one of those things where I feel like lots of situations people run into, like, can I do this, can I not do this? Mm-hmm. It's not about can you do it, can you not do it, it's that you have to.
Yeah,
it's that you have to do it. And the fact that you did it, that made me really happy.
Yeah, to be honest, if I were to need to do that again, probably couldn't.
But if you needed to do it,
yeah,
you would.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right. If I needed to do it, but like, but if you were like, hey, do that again, I'd be like, I don't know. What I did. I wasn't there. It was like someone else was like occupying my being and doing that for me.
But then if they came out back alive, if the drones came back alive,
yeah,
then you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I really like about the human spirit.
It finds a way.
Yeah.
It's that life finds a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that Jurassic Park quotation?
Yes.
Life finds a way?
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite Jurassic Park quote is probably dinosaur noise, because I'm really impressed by the dinosaur noises in Jurassic Park.
Mine is, it's when he spits.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
on,
yeah.
Newman.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's that's a great little noise.
Poor guy. I guess we remember his name. I was going to say no one's going to remember his name. Wayne? Knight?
Yes.
Bobby Knight?
Bobby Knight.
Bobby the Dark Knight?
Bobby the Dark Knight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, pretty easy to remember once you remember it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, quick update. We're Omar's managed to take controls of the ship.
Oh, yeah, I'm flying, by the way.
Yeah.
Welcome to the cockpit.
This is great. Here, welcome to our new ship. one in the line of many stolen ships that we have... It's now stolen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel so bad about this one.
About taking FYE ship?
Yeah.
No, I don't
know.
They're
not good.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
The prices of normal items was too high, and I'll never get over it. Hit clips. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you might be thinking, like, you guys are just sitting on a bunch of hit clips, and no, we put them in a space vacuum. And they're just out in the middle of space now.
We put them into a cargo bay loading area.
Yeah.
And then we closed the storm door.
Mm-hmm.
And then we opened up the external door.
Yeah.
And then they flew out and they're gone.
Yeah.
And no one is going to find them. Space is huge and there's no tracking on them.
Yeah. There's no way that FYE will track it down.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think they could.
No.
I hope they don't. They would surely take it as a sign of aggression.
Yeah, they would definitely, that was probably a cultural pride of theirs.
Yeah. I imagine everything that they have in here is, like, somewhat valuable to them, even though they took it from us, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we're now complicit in this war.
We are involved.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say we would get a movie out of this.
No.
Like, I don't Not think we're all. Doing anything. Maybe like,
we
if, like...
We wouldn't have Rogue One'd anything.
No, exactly. I don't think we're Rogue One. We're not the Han Solo prequel.
No.
I really don't think we have any sort of...
Not a Lego movie spinoff?
Yeah.
I wish, though.
I know.
You know?
I know. Tell me about it.
I wish we had two Lego figures of us.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. That's really the dream, I think.
Having a little Lego figure of you?
Yeah.
You know what's not fair?
No.
Chris Pratt has two, at least two.
What's the second? Oh.
Jurassic World, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh. And himself in The character from Lego Movie?
Oh my god, he's got three.
Yeah, he has three.
He's got three.
Yeah.
That is just not fair.
And probably coming soon, the Parks and Rec playset.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because that show's finally getting traction.
Should they? I feel like they could have made one of
Parks
him.
And Rec?
They should have made just one Parks and Rec instead of two.
Yeah.
Two that take place in two parallel timelines.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate
one
that.
One where in season, if you guys don't remember, in season four of Parks and Rec, there's an election. And there are two possible outcomes, one which Leslie Knope wins and one in which he loses. And so the show just diverts and is like, we couldn't decide, you choose.
Yeah. And I went with the one where she lost, and I did not enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah. It was really sad.
Yeah.
Very dour.
It put me off so much, I didn't go back. I didn't watch the one where Paul Rudd lost.
Oh, yeah.
I just was kind of, yeah.
Sometimes you choose your own adventure and you think you can go back, but you really can't because you've chosen.
You know, here's my thing.
Yeah.
Are you choosing your own adventure, or are you choosing and there's a chance you'll have an adventure and there's a chance you won't? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you so choose your own adventure, so or choose your own regular life?
Like,
or
someone is knocking on the door, do you answer it? Flip to page 6. If you don't answer it and you just continue to color in this thing, flip to page 7. Right. You flip to page 7 and it just is like, great, you don't answer it, the person goes away after a little bit, you empty the dishwasher, not really an adventure.
Yeah.
So you're not really choosing an adventure, you're choosing not to adventure.
Right. I see.
Yeah.
So you think we should rename them Choose Whether or Not You Adventure.
Exactly.
Right? That would make a lot more sense.
I also want to change screenwriting to that as well. The term screenwriting.
To choose whether or not you adventure?
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of Hollywood screenplays pull themselves back. They don't chase the fun.
Right.
You know?
Right. And this is in the movie business, too. In TV, we're seeing the opposite.
Yeah.
Where instead of the Powerpuff Girls or the Teen Titans fighting crime, they, like, hang out and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like they have powers, but, like, whatever.
They can just do whatever they want, to be honest.
Or it's like the Bizarro comic book, the Heath Corson one, where Bizarro and Jimmy Olsen just take a road trip.
I don't know if I've read that one.
You don't need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So could I just tell people that I have read it? Or should I tell people that I haven't and be proud that I haven't?
I think if you tell people anything about it, they will not know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right. Kind of like my reaction I just had to you.
Yeah.
Got it.
And don't worry. I took all the copies and I emptied them into the vacuum of space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those were not FYE copies. Those were just my own personal copies.
Perfect.
And this was the task that I had wanted to do since coming to the moon.
Yep.
Yeah. Which we're now nowhere near.
No, but we are getting closer.
Yeah.
Because
maybe,
yeah, with the ship's navigation is a little difficult to understand.
Yeah, it's just a blank globe.
Yeah,
and
I don't really get.
If is it the universe? Because like the universe is a big old sphere, but it's really big.
Or maybe it's the galaxy, and we're just looking at it in sort of like a 3D scape.
Yeah,
you know, instead of a 2D model.
Right. Either way, not helpful.
No. But we are traveling through the sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting technology. You actually can track the dot. Here's the thing, though. Clearly, the sphere is of a very large, it's scaled down a very large model or a very large space, because the light's not effectively moving, but we are traveling in the spaceship.
Right.
You know?
You know what's been on my mind recently?
What's that?
I remember a little bit ago when we were trying to figure out how long we had been on the space bus.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be 7 hours.
Yeah.
And we thought that that meant our space bus was going really fast.
Right, because we're traveling at speed of time, light.
But if we were going so slow that everything, if we were going super fast, then everything around us would be happening much faster, right? So time should be passing.
No, if we're traveling at the speed of light, everything around us would travel and move slower.
Right.
Because we're traveling fast. No, wait.
No, like we should
No, not. Because that we're younger.
It should have been the opposite.
Yeah, you're right.
So our space bus must have been going ultra slow.
In order
as
for
as if we were in some sort of time pocket inside of it in which
Oh time man, was so was wait, the bus not only was traveling slowly.
Yeah.
It was also traveling slower than the relative time frame.
Yeah, so everything around us was moving closer to the speed of light than we were.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It was also...
So we walked off that bus older.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't either.
Unless literally everything else moved at the speed of light, which doesn't... That's not... There's no energy that would allow for that to happen, if I'm correct.
Maybe we're moving through like a sort of sci-fi-ish non-sea space.
What's a non-sea space?
Like space in which the speed of light is a constant c.
Oh, so you're talking about E equals mc squared.
Yeah.
And then we're just traveling through a weird part of space that breaks the physical models that we've grown up with.
Yeah.
I buy it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, those physical models are just like us trying to grasp the universe. And so when things change, it's not because our models are necessarily like... It's not because we have done the math wrong. It's because that our models, we didn't know everything at the time that we learned them.
If you looked at a box of crayons,
yeah,
and there's, you can only see three crayons, and someone said, how many crayons were there? And you said three.
Yeah.
Your mode and method of observation is not incorrect.
Yeah.
And then if you were to open the box and you see that there's more crayons inside, and you have new information, oh, there's 17 crayons or whatever, right? Technically, were you wrong to begin with? Yes. But your method was not wrong.
Right. It was correct in a different space.
Yeah. Yeah. You were correct at that time.
Yeah.
Because you didn't see the other crayons.
Yeah.
So we have not seen the fact that space is pretty much porridge when it comes to time.
Right.
It's just goops of different time constants.
Yeah.
Laying around.
We're making scientific breakthroughs here, and we're doling them out for free.
Exactly. Most of the time, scientists would package this, they'd patent it, they'd sign up with an MCN of some sort, like Maker or Full Screen or someone.
Cinema, something.
Yeah, exactly. Those MCNs would probably get 20 to 40% of whatever we'd make off of the scientific discovery.
Mm-hmm.
We would probably try to break it out into a 10-part series that annotates back to each part to keep you on our channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
We would discover that we are getting good engagement, but not really much growth.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Which is the job of the MCN.
Yeah, yeah. Our Twitter following would probably be 27K.
Yeah.
But our YouTube subscriber rate would probably be, honestly, 2K.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't subscribe anymore, because it doesn't really do anything.
No.
It doesn't really make anything. You usually bookmark YouTube pages now.
Oh, we'll find that people drop subscriptions and we're just like, I'm guessing that's bots because who goes through and unsubscribes to stuff because the subscription service isn't really even that good?
You'd have to go to the channel to begin with and then hit the unsubscribe button, or you'd have to hunt through all your subscriptions, which I don't think anyone does anymore because I don't think the sub box really does anything.
No. Literally the only thing it does is it lets you into different places depending on how many you have.
Yeah.
Like into different physical spaces.
Yeah. And... Really, when you think about it at the end of the day, it's all just based off of a company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like as if Disney was like, Disney dollars that you could always spend at Disneyland, and then people were just like...
I heard from back on Earth that those are being discontinued.
Oh, from Walt Disney World?
Yeah. Oh, no, from both. From all of them.
Wait, there's Disney dollars at Disneyland?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You can go and exchange a dollar for a Disney dollar. They work inside of the park.
But why wouldn't you just take a dollar?
Because you can have, like, a souvenir. Most people don't spend them on actual stuff.
Oh!
But the point of them, I think, was supposed to be so, like, you could give, like, your kids.
So they wouldn't lose money on the outside world. They would just go in and then buy themselves ice cream or whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
I like that.
Even though I guess you shouldn't really be letting your kids run around by themselves.
I feel like some people, especially in Anaheim, they do.
Yeah.
They just drop off their kids and they're just, like, have at it.
Yeah. And then those kids grow up to be captains of industry.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Like,
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Captain of industry.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Captain of industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Evans.
Oh, man. Captain of industry. Well, Captain America.
Of America, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Hail
Hydra,
right? Hail Hydra.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now he is.
Yeah.
From what I... We still get Marvel now.
Yeah.
Here's what's funny. Here's another fun relative thing. We get the Marvel Reader... Which I thought is called Marvel Now, but now I think about it, I think Marvel Now is just the new...
Marvel Now is the relaunch.
The relaunch.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with the Marvel digital reader, you only get comics that are 6 months old.
Yeah, but we have this nice postman who stops by with the big pull box for us.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really nice. It's really
we
nice
get everything thing. Delivered mm-hmm. same day.
Yeah.
Which it's is amazing. Nuts.
Yeah.
You can't even get that in foreign countries.
No. No, you can't. Yeah. Oftentimes you can't even get that in regular countries.
No, no. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty great.
So I guess we are blessed in some ways.
Yeah.
We should ask him one day where we are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's also pretty crazy because the post officer is able to drop by pretty much wherever we are.
Yeah.
Which means, I'm not really sure how that works.
Interesting.
Maybe we'll talk to this post officer sometime in the future.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
What I like about him, he reminds me of Uatu.
Uatu.
Yeah. In that he's bald and has a cape.
Oh.
And it's just always where he needs to be.
That's true.
And every time we see him, he's like, I cannot interfere with the events. I merely
deliver mail. Yeah,
I merely deliver mail to you.
Just like the Watcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't do that enough in the comic book series, I don't think. They don't really focus on him delivering mail, even though that's his job.
Yeah, I thought, well, in Civil War, I might be wrong, but in Civil War, I'm pretty sure that he's first delivering Civil mail. War? Yeah, I haven't read Civil War 2 yet, even though we have it. It's just sitting there, but I've just been so busy. I've been trying to figure out how to fly a ship.
Yeah. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
It's really indomitable human spirit that I see whenever I see you trying to fly that ship.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of spheres. Mm-hmm. My favorite shapes.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Mine is a rhombus shaped pyramid.
A rhombus shaped prism. Oh, yeah.
Like two of the faces are rhombi.
Yeah.
The other ones are whatever connects it.
Yeah, exactly. Which could be anything.
Just an irregular quadrilateral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't get enough of rhombi, to be totally honest.
They tessellate well.
They tessellate well?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like...
Like you can put them next to each other if you have more than one, and they'll fit together.
That's
more.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I use it to build a wall. We would probably put it next to a pool.
Oh.
Jump from the wall into the pool. We could pretend we're escaping every time.
How big was this?
Huh?
How big was it?
Oh, in my head, it's like really big.
That's awesome.
It's like as big as the Empire State Building.
That's
probably
huge.
Too big to jump, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't, even if it was on its side.
Yeah, I know, you're right, yeah.
That's like...
Sometimes my imagination gets the best of me and it's just too much.
50 feet, maybe? Across?
Yeah, at least.
That's a lot. Yeah. I don't know. I would think this through.
I'll think it through a little bit more.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one day. One day.
So yeah, we're possibly heading back towards Earth.
Yeah. Or away.
Yeah. It's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
But we are heading towards the center of the sphere, whatever that means.
Right.
Yeah. So we should be, I don't know, at the very least... We can hit the middle part,
yeah.
See where we are. If we don't like it, we'll turn back around.
Yeah. In the meantime, this ship is big.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many more floors on this ship than any other ship we've ever been on.
I can't even count them.
Mm-hmm. I tried to.
Yeah.
I got lost at 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of stairs.
Mm-hmm. Lots of spirals. Lots of spiral stairs.
Here's something I don't understand.
Yeah.
Ships that have gravity.
Yeah.
In your stairwells or in your corridors,
yeah,
turn the gravity off. Like, we had to walk upstairs.
That's true.
Imagine if there was no gravity, we could or low gravity, we'd be able to just...
Jump. Once.
And just get up there.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we don't want our muscles to atrophy, so...
Yeah, but there's still the gravity everywhere else.
That's true, yeah.
Like, there's a gym here. I don't think that they're going to atrophy.
No, they probably won't.
So, I don't know. Just so I like solving problems. That's one of my, like,
yeah, what we should do. Maybe we should leave a couple sticky notes around the ship and stuff for people to make improvements.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I wouldn't mind that.
Because knowing us, we probably won't have this ship for its entire span of ship life.
Yeah.
We'll probably abandon it. Something will happen to it. Someone will take it back from us.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
It's not like we're choosing our own whether or not to adventure or not.
No. Just only choosing adventure.
Yeah, we're choosing adventure.
Yeah, we've already chose adventure.
Just like Russell in Up.
Yeah. The dog?
No, the dog's name is Doug.
Okay.
Yeah. The dog couldn't choose adventure.
No?
No. He had the cone of shame on himself.
Oh. But I feel like...
Oh, he didn't at the beginning.
No.
Never mind.
Because he was just... They thought he was a rock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I hope we see that dog again.
Doug?
Yeah.
Like you, the movie Up?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I hope he shows up in more movies.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they re, like when they, well, no, they're actually redoing Lethal Weapon into a TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bag from it. I found it on the third or fourth floor.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like a shoestring bag.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Upfronts, you just got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just got it as a gift.
That's great.
It was nice. I guess it's not really a gift, but I call it a gift.
You found it.
Every time I find something, I'm like,
it's a gift from the universe.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Lebowski would describe it as.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten a lot of those. We've been very blessed.
Yeah, we've been, well, man, we've gotten so many. Honestly, I mean, my favorite gift was the van. Because, I mean, it sucks that we were stuck in it for so long, which honestly turned out to only be 7 hours.
Yeah.
But on the whole, pretty great thing.
Yeah.
That we got.
I was thinking of how that van is like our hyperbolic time chamber. If we had known that, we probably would have trained a little more or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have been Super Saiyajins by now.
God, we should have done that.
Yeah. I guess we still can, but I feel like I wanted to do it before.
Yeah, where's the bus docked?
I
forget somewhere. How we got here.
Honestly, we read the map once and it made sense once, but it might have been just because we needed it to make sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere on here. We'll find it maybe eventually. Who knows, though? But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good to be recording again.
It does.
And of course we're recording Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, welcome to it, everyone. For now, let's just sit down. Okay. I feel like we've been on our feet for a long time.
Yeah. Let's actually sit down.
We deserve a little break.
Yeah.
Ready? Let's sit. Three, two, one.
Hey, what's up, Minsley?
Pull the car over. We gotta ask for directions.
Oh, I'm a man. I don't ask for directions.
Well, I'm also a man. I'm asking you to ask someone for directions.
Fine. I'm pulling over.
Okay.
I just wish that I didn't have to talk to another human being. It's humiliating.
You know what? I get it, man. It is humiliating. And if there were another way, I would do that.
You mean we could, like, use a map?
Well, like a stupid roadmap, like old people.
Oh, I don't want to look like an old person.
Old people are gross. You don't want to be gross like an old person.
Hmm.
Oh, let's look around the car. Maybe something around the car will help us.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Is your only hang up the fact that a map makes us look like an old person because it's flat?
Yeah.
What if I could tell you something?
Yeah. You can tell me anything, you can trust me.
Well, we're going to find out first if I can or not.
Okay.
If I can make it to the end of the sentence, then maybe I can.
Okay, well, you can trust me.
What I want to tell
you
is that
you can tell me whatever
we might
you want.
Have an alternative to it,
yeah.
Which is a sphere map.
Wait, a sphere map?
Yeah. It takes all the practicality of a flat map,
right. Throws
it out the window,
and
it builds it into a sphere.
Well, I do like that because I won't look like an old.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like an old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll look like a new.
Wow. I'll look like a new. We'll look like a new.
Yeah.
Well, oh. It just happens that there's a sphere map in the back of our car.
Hey!
And it says to go
forward?
Back.
Ish?
It's confusing. I don't.
We're kind of just in the middle of it.
You're right. Well, at least we're not old.
Yep.
At least we're not
old. Alright, little update since the last time we decided to take a little squat in these chairs, right? We decided to sit down. And upon sitting down, my angle of vision changed.
Oh yeah,
character.
You need a new not our favorite character from Up.
Yeah, not our favorite character from Up, the Vision.
Yeah,
but in fact, my angle of sight.
Mm-hmm.
And upon changing my angle of sight, I saw a blinking red light.
Oh.
Upon investigation, that blinking red light, and this is going to be a new experience for both you and the listeners, because you're both about to find this out at the same time.
Yeah.
We are actually being tracked.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so we are being tracked.
Well, that started as a fun, like, Robert Frost-ish poem, And now I'm sorry. I did not expect that.
Oh, I apologize.
I expected another rhyme. We're being tracked, though. Okay.
Yeah, we are being followed by some ships. I don't understand the language of the FYE race. It's hard. I don't know if it's FYE ships or it's maybe ancillary Best Buy ships or it could be Circuit City ships. I can't tell.
At this point, who knows how many of these other electronic creatures are in the universe right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. It could be even Hobby Lobby with the weirdly religious Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. I hope it's not them.
I really hope it's a Hobby Lobby. Mm-mm. But if it is, I have a feeling that their ships will be glued together like Pinewood Derby would and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I think we don't need to be worried about them.
Yeah,
too
I'm not
much.
Too concerned about no. them. In fact, I do kind of hope it is Hobby Lobby because that won't really
Maybe.
Be an issue.
Yeah.
But we are being followed and tracked by other ships.
Oh, okay. Well, we absolutely know that somewhere on the ship there's something that is emitting a tracking signal.
So we gotta find it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find that. I was really looking forward to not having to do any work. You know, I was looking forward to really getting to take like those drones that have just been like deactivated.
Yeah,
and like building a cool like fort or something.
Oh, that's cool. I was gonna slide them down the hallway like a bowling ball.
Oh, like hey, there are so many drones. I feel like we can do both.
We have a truck full of drones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when he says a truck full, he means literally like enough to fill a truck.
Yeah, like we don't have a truck necessarily.
No.
We haven't found one yet, but like,
it would
have
fill
a pretty
the
good understanding.
Had we had a truck, yeah, we would be able to fill the space of the truck using all
exactly.
the drones lying around.
I've helped a lot of friends move.
Yeah.
And I know how much can fit a truck. Trust me.
I helped one friend move. I've helped two friends move.
Did you use trucks in either of those situations?
Both.
Man.
Both of the situations.
Experts.
One of my friends promised me pizza, and then it ended up being... He was like, we're going to go to Domino's. I'm like, you promised me Domino's pizza to help you move?
No, that's not right.
I protested, and we got Yammy pizza.
Nice. What's yeah. Yammy pizza?
Yammy's on, like, Highland and...
oh, yeah, the one in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I always laugh
it's,
about it because it should
now,
be yummy. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what? Probably why. Because they were like, they should have been yummy. Someone came by, the president of pizza stores came by and was just like, this should be yummy pizza.
And shut him down.
Yeah.
The president.
Yeah.
So now we're wandering around the ship looking for a transmitter of any sort.
Which, to be honest, if you're wandering around a ship, everything looks like a transmitter.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah, this book...
That could be a transmitter.
This robot snake.
Yep.
This robot chicken.
Yeah.
This season 3 of Robot Chicken.
Yeah. On just DVD, not even Blu-ray.
No.
God, what are the special features on this?
Jesus.
The one without special features is more expensive than the one with special features. That doesn't make sense.
I don't. No.
What is this? Why? What is this? C-Lab on VHS.
Not even 2021. This is C-Lab 2020.
Yep. This is just the original
C-Lab.
On VHS.
Yeah.
Who would get that?
I'm a little curious. We might watch one or two of them, but...
I don't know if there's a VHS player.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They don't even sell VHS players.
Mm-mm. They used to be called VCRs.
Oh, yeah. Why video...
Cassette recorder.
Oh, that's
right?
dumb.
Right?
Shouldn't they be VCPs?
Well, you could record stuff on them.
Yeah, but the predominant usage I would use, like...
I guess so.
Like, a radio is also a paperweight. I don't call it a paperweight. I call it a radio.
That's true. I call it a paperweight.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe my logic's wrong, then.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right and I'm wrong.
I mean, yeah, you are a person who sees a single color of something as the predominant color.
Oh, I do. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do have that issue.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right.
But people have different nuances, so, you know.
What's yours?
Because they do one thing doesn't mean they do everything else.
Oh, you mean multiple nuances?
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't have just one.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, one of mine would be the thing we just said that I forgot about. And then the other one is that I forget things.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember everything.
Yeah, I wish I did. Those Mars themes, they stuck with me, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we pile everything into the loading dock and just blast it all out into space?
I guess that's a good idea.
Which sucks. There's so much media here.
Yeah. I would feel worse about it were it not FYE's media. And just to be clear, we can do this in a way that doesn't really, like, tip them off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it won't be tracked. Oh.
Well, the tracker would be tracked.
All those hit clips.
You think those are the trackers? No, because we got rid of them. And we also said that they weren't getting tracked.
Were we right?
If there's... Okay, well, we're being tracked to our current location.
Right.
Which means there's something on the ship.
Right.
All the ones we launch in space are not on the ship.
Right.
And the tracking is not going to those.
Right.
Which means that the ones in space aren't the trackers.
No.
It's something on the ship.
Unless all of them are the trackers.
Yeah, well, okay, if that's possible.
Unless every single product from FYE has its own tracking device.
We can't take that risk, and I honestly think there's a chance of it. Let's load everything.
That must be what they're doing.
That's what it is.
That's why they're spreading things to Earth.
That's why people buy stuff so they can just track them.
Yeah.
All right, load everything into these wheelbarrows. We're taking them to the cargo door.
This is so disappointing.
I know. So many DVDs of Remington Steel.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be broken up about the Remington Steel.
I don't think it's like a good use of time. I mean, if it was stuff where it was like, here's DVDs of Dude Ranch or something like that.
Maybe.
I'd feel terrible about throwing those away.
Yeah.
But a lot of these, I don't.
You're going to feel terrible about throwing all these Dude Ranches away?
Are there copies of Dude Ranch?
Yeah, here.
Ah, we got to hold on to those. No, we have to get rid of everything.
We can't. We have
to get rid of everything that we're tracking.
This is going
to
be just an empty shell of a ship now.
That's fine. It's better to be an empty shell of a ship than a ship that's got a bunch of stuff
ship that
gets invaded again.
Our grave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Our coffin.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's load everything up here. What is this? The best hits of Van Halen for $59? God. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
I'm discovering how much our tastes are diverging. Aside from Sailor Moon being the common interest.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big Van Halen fan?
No.
No, me neither.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, no, I was saying the price of that was ridiculous.
I thought you were sad that we had to throw away
No, I'm mostly a Dude Ranch fan.
Okay, yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back on alignment. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Ooh, what a close
that
rift.
That could have been bad.
Yeah.
All right.
This has been what we call a close rift.
That could have been a really close rift.
Yeah. Okay. We have segments on our podcast. We just never announce any of them.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So should we announce every time we have an ongoing close rift one?
Sure.
Because we also have Sailor Science.
Yeah, Sailor Moon Science, yeah.
Which we really haven't activated in a long time.
No, we do talk about science a lot, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. But just regular science.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have activated it when we started talking about how science isn't real anymore.
Oh, that would have been good. Ugh. All right, what else is this here? Original Battlestar Galactica. Put it in the wheelbarrow. All this, put it in the wheelbarrows. Let's get this all out of here. I don't even want to sift through it. There's no point of sorting it or thinking about it.
Yeah. Here's season 3 of Sailor Moon Crystal.
Wow.
All of it.
Maybe.
Well, how far away can they be? They can't be that close to us, right?
It's hard for me to tell because of the sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what the metrics and scale is of that.
I want to meet the person who designed it because I think it was a baby.
You think it was a baby that designed it?
It's a blank sphere.
It's possible that a baby designed it. I'm just saying that it's not probable that a baby designed it.
Who knows?
Look, it's going to take a little while for us to load every single piece of media that FYE has ever tried to sell.
Yeah.
For $20 more than people should pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe while we're doing that, we could pop on an episode of Sailor Moon Crystal Season 3.
Yeah, it'll help us get our mind off of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least we can enjoy some of it before we have to get rid of it forever.
Exactly. You know how they say whistle while you work? Like that one song? Which I think is actually about, like, sex.
Which song?
Whistle while you work.
Oh.
Do 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 do. But it's like it's not the original.
Right.
I can't whistle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's easy. Just puck your lips and go.
It's the best I got. Best I got.
Try and suck the air instead.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay.
So instead, I think that I'm going to change the lyrics to watch Sailor Moon Season 3, Sailor Moon Crystal Season 3,
right,
while you work.
Okay.
Because we got a lot of work out of us.
Watch Sailor Moon Season 3, watch Sailor Moon Crystal Season 3 while you work.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're going to sing that while we're watching it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Watch Sailor Moon Season 3. Oh, watch Sailor Moon Crystal Season 3 while you work. Watch Sailor Moon Season 3 Crystal while you work.
Hey, Mansley.
Hey, Omar.
You got a lot of DVDs?
I sure do. Got a lot of DVDs.
Got a lot of video cassettes.
I got a lot of video cassettes. You know what I don't have a lot of?
What is that?
Arms. Just two of them.
You've only got two arms?
Yeah.
You only got two DVDs? You got more DVDs than two arms.
I got more DVDs than two arms.
Let me ask you another question. You got more compact discs than you got arms?
I do.
Oh boy, are you going to be able to transport all these compact discs, these cassette players, and these cassettes, as well as these videos, as well as these DVDs?
I got no idea. If I want to go from one end of my plantation to the other end of my plantation with the CDs in my hands, I got to do them one by or two by two.
Oh, I disagree with that completely, that idea. I don't disagree with what you just said, but I disagree with the sentiment of it, that that's something that you'd have to do.
Are you offering an alternative to me?
You know what a barrow is?
A barrow?
Yeah.
Well, I sure do.
Yeah, it's just that big thing. It's just like a big bucket that doesn't move.
Yeah, it's a big, big bucket. It doesn't move, not at all.
Well, I did something. I was looking up the idea of a simple machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a wheel on the side of it.
A wheel on the side
of it?
What is that going to do, you crazy nut?
Well, honestly, it did nothing. It just went in circles because there's only one. Oh. Then I took it to class at the community college about physics, and I found out that if you put a wheel on the other side of it, then suddenly you're going to be able to go into a straight track.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're talking fucking crazy devil talk now.
No. It's what it sounds like. It's what it sounds like to the untrained ear, but I assure you, this, my friend, is hard-trained thumbtack physics. This is just straightforward thumbtack physics. I put two wheels on the side of the barrel, and now we got a wheelbarrow that you can put all your DVDs in, your cassettes players, your cassettes, your video players, your videos, everything in there, and you can take it from one side of the plantation to the other side.
Let me get this straight.
Run it back to me.
So, this invention of yours,
yep,
is meant to be targeted to the untrained ear.
Yep.
But the untrained ear is going to think it's crazy fucking devil talk.
Absolutely.
But you have to know hard physics and science to be able
thumb
to appreciate
tack
it.
Thumbtack physics. Yep.
Okay, you have to know thumbtack physics to understand it.
Yep.
Great.
Is that the only questions you got?
That's the only questions I got. It so happens that I'm a PhD in thumbtack physics.
Oh, well, I didn't realize I was talking to an expert here. Suddenly I feel like I should get your signature or something.
Well, where you want me to sign? Bye-bye, content.
All right, I'm going to count it down with me. Three.
Ten.
Oh.
What?
I'm going to go from 3, 2, 1 and hit the button.
Okay, so I should go from...
I'm starting at 3. You should start at 3 as well. We should probably count down at the same time.
Okay. Well, maybe you should take the average and start from 6.5.
Oh.
I just feel like it's kind
of... How is that an average? Oh, from 10.
From 10 and 3, yeah.
I was like from 3 to 1 and then to 1. Okay. Okay.
This is
6.5?
Yeah, 6.5.
Six and a half.
Five and a half.
Four.
What?
I was going to just jump over to the whole
numbers. You were going by 1.5.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, ready?
Six and a half.
Five.
Six. Oh, wait. I now realize I didn't explain to you my full plan.
Okay.
I was going to do half, then hop onto the full integers and move down the full integers.
Okay. Okay, you're going half and then full.
And then I'm just going to go down full.
And then
full. No, I'm just going to go full one by one.
Okay.
Six and a half. Six. Five.
And a half.
Nope.
Wait, what?
Then I'm going down the full integers down the list.
So half.
Yeah.
Full. 1.5, 2.
Yeah.
2.5.
Six and a half. Six. Five.
Four and a half.
Nope.
No, 3.5.
No.
It was 3.5.
No. It's not 3.5.
No.
I'm just going down. I'm just knocking out that half value.
It seems arbitrary if you're going half and then... Full,
I am addressing your note of meeting in the middle, and then we're getting back on track. I don't...
Oh, back on track is by one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
six and a half.
Five.
Six. No. No.
No.
I am going 6.5 to six.
Okay. And then
I'm
from there...
6.5 over 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Okay. Six and... Okay.
Yeah.
Six and a half. Three.
Six. No.
Two,
I'm not...
One.
One.
Launch.
There we go.
Perfectly done.
There.
Yeah, there we go.
Good enough is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That was on a poster up in Jupiter when I was working there for the sinks.
Good enough is good enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it drains, it rains.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to be doing those poster slogans.
You were so close. Yeah. I'm sure if you had interned for 2 more years, you probably would have gotten a chance to do one.
At least to pitch one.
Yeah.
But I might have been too nervous, too.
Yeah. Also, you were a slave.
I was. Oh, God, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I
think about it. All right, all the media is gone. Let's head back up to the cockpit.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, while we're taking this little short elevator ride, I can mention something to take your mind off of it, if that helps.
Yeah, it's crazy, that movie, 12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
Just slave for like 3 months.
You were.
Yeah.
I don't know if that title is going to be as catchy, to be honest.
And I also didn't know it. Three years a slave, apparently.
Uh-huh. Well aware that he was taken into slavery.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of racial issues, whereas you were 3 months an intern, but unknowingly a slave.
Right.
Is not on Jupiter.
Yeah.
A little bit of a harder pitch.
Well, I think when you add on Jupiter.
Should we keep Jupiter off?
Well, no, if you're pitching this on Earth, I think on Jupiter's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. We usually, yeah, yeah. Because we'd end up shooting on Earth anyway.
Probably. Probably in the San Fernando Valley.
We'd probably shoot it in San Fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Just to stop you from thinking about those horrible
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you can just.
What about this episode of Sailor Moon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I almost forgot all about it, huh?
Yeah. I really liked it.
It was really super duper cool.
Yeah.
You know, this season has been on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And not on fire in the terms of like, oh my God, my house is on fire.
Oh my God, but it's like, burning down.
Yeah, but more like in on terms of like, oh my God, I'm on fire in this round, in this game of NBA Jam 2K.
Like literally the basketball's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 I remember
and
that.
And you get to shoot as much as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were good times.
That kind of fire.
God, video games.
Mm-hmm.
They got so much worse.
They did.
Yeah. Peaked at that, really.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we also had to throw that out.
Yeah. Yeah, we threw a bunch of those out. That's fine. Also, we threw out a bunch of CD-ROM games. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. The only one I was broken up about was the Sega CD, or the Sega CD pack, the Sonic CD. Sonic CD and Sonic R.
Because it's so fun to play.
Yeah, I like them so much. Even in Sonic CD, I just like watching the intro.
Yeah.
You can find the other side of the rainbow.
So good.
Sonic boom, Sonic boom, Sonic boom. Sonic. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I wish I could have given that one last watch before our countdown. And
I'm sorry. But we did watch Sailor Moon.
Yeah, we did.
And we're dealing with 2 new characters that I was hoping would be allies.
Yeah.
But are not.
They're not.
They are fighting the Sailor Scouts hard.
Yeah, they sure are.
The action of this, I know we've mentioned it before, the action mm-hmm. of the season is so much better.
Yeah. It's super cool. Sailor Mercury jumps out of a building.
That was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Everything is so fun and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're doing a really good job of being like, this whole season, they're just like, they melded their lives with the threat, too. So
yeah.
It works a lot better. Just because it doesn't feel like they're wasting time just fighting a bad guy.
No. You know, that's totally what it is. Or, like, being trapped in, like, weird things.
Yeah.
And also the jeopardy. Like, I feel like last season, like, being in, like, a space future planet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Earth, right? But it was, like, future Earth that was destroyed.
It was future Earth. It was confusing. They could slip back and forth between
it. Yeah, it was, like, stressful and strange. Whereas this is their home. They have to defend their homes and their families.
What's crazy, I think, too, is if you look at, like, what's happening inside of the episodes, it's not that different in that the show is still, like, 80% exposition of, like, this mythology that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Which it has been the past 2 seasons, too. But, like, it's, like, fun now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, it's, like, it's tying into what's happening currently. So it's,
yeah.
It's not, like, boring, really.
Yeah.
And it's all set at that weird new academy.
Mm-hmm.
At Mugen Academy.
Which no one suspects to be crazy.
Yeah. Even though, like, half of their staff is, like, infiltrated from Witches 5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very obviously not a safe place.
Yeah. Interesting divergence from the, I mean, like, you can see in this season how, like, this this is all different than the original 90s mm-hmm. anime and stuff, where, like, all the Witches 5 are being, like, deployed. They're all dying every time
yeah.
They fight. And what's her face? Kaori Knight was one of the Witches 5. She was mm-hmm. the first one, and she died right away.
Yeah.
Or not right away. She died and then was replaced by one of them. And then the other ones never, like, really took over.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's also weird they're announcing their levels.
Yeah.
As if they're like D&D characters.
I kind of, yeah, which is odd. Yeah. I almost expected them to roll too every yeah. so often.
But they're just like, every time I beat you, I'll gain a level. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you guys playing Habitica? The the life app where they just like give themselves experience points for stuff? But yeah.
Yeah, that's odd. Mm-hmm. But it's like one of the things where it's like, writers have mechanics behind shows.
Yeah.
Might as well be transparent about it.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
That's good. I like this Ami-centered episode.
Mm-hmm.
I like that she gets her own thing and to like do her own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, I liked it a lot. Me too. And then it just kind of ends with a crazy twist of Pluto's back.
Yeah.
Which we saw in the intro and we've seen once or twice.
In the intro, she was the one in the helicopter
yeah.
in the first episode.
Yeah. So it's not a huge surprise, but it's crazy to see her.
Satsuna, she's a researcher at the school.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
so great.
But yeah, I like her. I'm glad she's not trapped in time anymore.
That was so sad.
Even though theoretically, isn't she eventually? Because if it's in the future...
Oh, wait, you're right. She's definitely... And if she's also trapped in time, she's like, still trapped.
Because she died in the future.
Yeah, so this isn't, like... We're just meeting her.
I think we are, but she somehow has the memories of that future Pluto.
I mean, if she stepped out of time, then probably that whacks up all your brain chemicals.
That's true.
I don't know exactly
And how. I don't think we're getting...
Now that's Sailor Moon science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Sailor Moon science!
There it is. Good to be back.
Yeah. Ah, good to be back.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's just good. I don't know. It's just I don't know what else to say. I wasn't that excited during the first two seasons.
No, at the end of last season, I was like, okay, cool. Well, that was a conclusion. And then we found out a little bit, like probably like before we covered up the last two episodes that it was being renewed.
Yeah.
But like watching it, I was like, okay, yeah, if the show wraps up, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's renewing. I'm like, okay, I'll continue to watch. I love Sailor Moon. And then when it got to this part, like, or this season kicked off when we're here, I'm just like, I don't want this to end. Like, yeah, I want it to be, like, this exciting all the time.
I
want to
see all the arcs.
Yeah.
I want to see what all of them are like.
With, like, this action and these colors.
Because I think in the manga, too, it expands way farther than, like, Earth and stuff, because we find out how many more Sailor Scouts there are.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see all of that. I hope they continue doing it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's working, because I was really disappointed before, but I'm not anymore.
No, I love it. Yeah. So overall, great episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to get rid of it and all the other ones.
Yeah, so we probably won't be watching it anytime soon. No. Unless something crazy happens.
Yeah. Which, you know what? It seems like we're choosing our own
adventure.
It seems we're choosing our own...
Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're choosing between adventures.
Okay, yeah.
We're not choosing adventure.
Yeah.
Because that's choosing between adventure and non-adventure.
Right.
We are choosing one of the several adventures that we are going to be enjoying.
Yes, we're plucking from our potential timelines that are split out in front of us.
Imagine timelines are feathers mm-hmm. in an ink.
Okay.
Well, we're plucking them out and then writing our story.
Wait, what?
Ink wells?
No, I understand.
Yeah, and then there's feathers in them that are the quills. I would assume that
each feather had like a pre-written thing, like a magic.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I meant that they just have ink.
Okay.
And then we're just using it to write.
But all of them would be the same if... Right?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it doesn't matter which one we pull. It just depends on what we write.
Yeah, unless each quill was just like...
No, they're all... And what I'm saying, they're literally all the same.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm.
So, our elevator ride is done. I'm going to check and I'm going to look at the tracking here. And mm-hmm. if everything we did was right, mm-hmm. if all the effort we put in,
right,
we should no longer be tracked.
Okay.
You want to sit down for this?
I absolutely do.
All right. Pick any chair. We've got like five in here.
That one, and I want to put my feet up on that one over there.
That's really far, so you're probably going to drag that chair over to you.
Okay. Well, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, let me... Okay, this chair... Come on. Help me move the chair.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, okay.
Here we go! There we go. All
right. You don't think our muscles are atrophying, right? Because gravity's...
We lifted a lot of stuff.
Okay, okay.
I'm sure we're fine.
Okay, great.
All right, let's check on this. We are still being tracked.
What?
We are still being tracked.
This just goes to show you not to make assumptions.
Yeah. Wait, the tracking devices weren't on any of those things. We just threw out everything.
No, yeah. We
threw out everything for no reason.
We're on an empty ship again.
We gutted the ship, but we're still being tracked.
Great.
Hey, Minsley.
Yeah.
I really quickly want to say two things.
Yes.
And then I'm going to get to my third thing that's the most important.
So you're going to say three things?
So I'm going to say three things.
Okay, cool.
One is I was not prepared for the situation.
No.
Two.
Yes.
I can't read the language of FYE.
Okay.
So here's the third thing I'm going to say.
Yes.
There's a chance, and I might be wrong, but I think that I'm going to test something.
Okay.
I'm going to click the red button that's blinking.
Right.
That's saying we're being tracked.
Yes.
It stopped blinking. We are stopping tracked. The blinking red light the whole time was the tracker.
That was the tracker?
That was the tracker.
That was the on-off button on the tracker.
Yeah. So we just needed to turn it off. But unfortunately, we kept it on for so long that we are now being approached by the ship.
Okay.
I can run a translation program.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right, I'm going to try to hail the ship. Okay. Hey, what's up? We'll let that translate out to that ship's computer.
Put in Hail Hydra.
Okay, sure.
Just see, just...
Why not? Hail Hydra. Okay, we're getting a message back.
Okay.
I'm trying to configure this to our language, which is being... Okay. Really, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Because the first language it's loading is a pager language, because that's the language it understands from Earth.
Right.
At the time, pagers were really big when FYE was a store. Trying to update here. Update. Downloading a patch.
If only we were doctors, we would still understand these pager languages.
I know, we should, yeah. Because you and I might be doctors one day.
I don't want to.
First message coming back. LOL. Hail Hydra as well.
Oh, it worked. Good.
Who is this? Wait, hold on. Wait. Delete.
Sure.
I have an idea.
Okay.
New phone.
Yeah.
Who dis?
Okay.
You won't believe this.
What?
The ship outside.
Yeah.
Is not Best Buy.
Oh.
Is not Circuit City.
Who else is it not?
It's not FYE.
That narrows it down to... Okay, no, it's a lot still.
It's Fry's Electronics.
Fry's Electronics?
Fry's Electronics is outside.
Oh my god. Do you think they're...
Now we could...
Do you think they're friends or do you think they're...
I don't know. I mean, they laughed at our joke.
They did laugh at our joke. And you know, when we're driving around Burbank, there's a spaceship crash into the Fry's there.
I've always thought that was a weird decoration.
I've always thought it was a real spaceship.
I thought it was just real. And you go inside and it looks like a real alien attack.
Yeah.
What should we...
I'm not sure. I'm absolutely not sure. Omar, can I make a confession to you?
Yeah.
Remember a little while ago when we threw out all the stuff on the ship?
Yeah.
I saved the 40th anniversary edition of The Sound of Music.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted you to know before anything happens.
That you have the 40th anniversary edition of The Sound of Music?
I just wanted you to know that I held on to it.
Okay.
Just if we wanted to watch something, just...
That we have
just
that?
Just as a last thing, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
let's stash that somewhere safe.
Okay.
And let the Fry's Electronics people board.
You want to let them on?
I say we let them on. We cannot run them.
All right. Well, folks, I think we're going to have to stop recording. We don't know what's going to happen from here.
Yeah, we really don't.
But
we are choosing our adventure.
We are choosing our adventure. Well, tweet us at Hey Sailor Moon if you have any tips for dealing with these fries electronic people.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review with advice.
Yeah.
We wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish ourselves good luck.
Yeah, we wish ourselves a lot of good luck.
And good night.
And yeah, good luck and good night is the George Clooney movie.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let him on. Six.
Five.
Four and a half.
Three. Two.
One. Two and a half.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Hit
open.
Oh, hit it again.
Oh, wait, here we go.
This episode of Hey Sailor is brought to you by Rhetoric Coffee. Imagine an early morning. If you look at the clock, it's 4 a.m. and you're kind of groggy, you're tired, the neighbors threw a party last night, everything's loud, and the only thing you've got to look forward to is that hot cup of joe. But wait, you're all out of coffee. What are you going to drink now? Tea? Are you serious? No, yuck, gross. Listen, calm down. This daily problem can finally come to an end with Rhetoric Coffee, a new subscription service that delivers you fresh coffee every 2 weeks. Each roast is completely unique. You won't taste these complex flavors anywhere else. Plus, Rhetoric Coffee commissions original art directly from comic book artists and hand screen prints them on each bag. Each one you receive has a special life and is a unique, organic work of art. You can feel good about drinking Rhetoric Coffee because it's also ethical coffee. They go above and beyond fair trade, not just for their coffee, but in how they pay their artists. Rhetoric Coffee's relationship with its artists allows the artists to continue making prints of their original work while allowing Rhetoric Coffee full use for their coffee bag. Everyone wins! And right now, Boardwalk Audio listeners, that's you. You can get 30% off your first roast by visiting rhetoriccoffee.com and using the promo code BOARDWALK. That's rhetoriccoffee.com and promo code BOARDWALK. Visit today and never run out of coffee ever again.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.